Maligayang pagbati. Welcome to Manila and welcome to UP Diliman. I am Jelly and I will be your host this morning. I am the OSM in the Philippines and we are delighted to welcome for the State of the Map 2025. State of the Map is the annual event for all mappers and OpenStreetMap users from around the world to discuss challenges, learn, and celebrate years of mapping together. This year, we have a three-day conference packed with talks, workshops, discussion rounds, and more. We'd like to encourage you to talk about today's program and use the hashtag SOTM2025. Again, good morning to everyone. To officially welcome you today, we have Attorney Angelo A. Jimenez, the President of the University of the Philippines, and Dr. Mahar Lagmay, Executive Director of the UP Resilience Institute.
Maayong adlaw kaninyong tanan. Magandang araw sa inyong lahat. On behalf of the University of the Philippines, it is my great honor to welcome the global OpenStreetMap community to our campus for the 2025 State of the Map Conference. We are proud to host this milestone event, the first State of the Map ever to be held in Southeast Asia. Since its beginnings, OpenStreetMap has shown what is possible when people from all walks of life come together to create something open, free, and useful for the world. Like the University of the Philippines, your community is built on a simple but profound belief that knowledge should be open, accessible, and used in service of people. OpenStreetMap is a living proof of what happens when that belief is put into practice, not just as an academic ideal, but as a global movement. This conference gathers a remarkable community, driven not by profit or obligation, but by volunteerism and a shared vision. Here in the Philippines, we have seen how powerful your work can be. After one of the strongest typhoons in living memory, OpenStreetMap played a crucial role in helping responders reach devastated communities. The international OSM community joined hands with local volunteers to fill in the map where it was blank. And in doing so, you helped save lives. That moment revealed the true value of your work. Maps are not only geographic tools, but also instruments of resilience, solidarity, and hope. At UP, we have long recognized the importance of open geospatial data in disaster risk reduction and public service. Through the UP Resilience Institute and the NOAA Center, we continue to harness science and technology for disaster preparedness. Through youth mappers and our academic programs, we encourage students to see mapping not just as a technical exercise, but as a way to serve communities. In these efforts, we take inspiration from your example as a global movement that shows how openness can change lives. UP's tradition is one of honor and excellence in service of the people. We believe that education and research must not remain confined to classrooms and laboratories. They must flow outward to empower communities. OpenStreetMap embodies this very principle. By democratizing access to maps, you democratize access to knowledge. By keeping your work open, you keep it alive for everyone. As I welcome you today, I want to recognize that you, the OpenStreetMap community, are showing the world what true global citizenship looks like. You remind us that resilience is built not only by governments and institutions, but also by volunteers who care enough to make a difference. May this conference strengthen your bonds, deepen your knowledge, and inspire new ways to use open data for the common good. On behalf of the University of the Philippines, I thank you for the work you do and the hope you bring. Daghang salamat kaninyong tanan. Maraming salamat po. And once again, welcome to UP Diliman.
Morning! In Tagalog, it's magandang umaga. Magandang umaga! Magandang umaga! In Japanese, it's, I believe, Ohayo gozaimasu. Hi. President Jijil was my batchmate here in UP. We entered UP in 1983. And he was the university student council chairman a couple of years after. But anyway, I'm so happy to be here because I feel like I'm with my soulmates. We've been working. Our advocacy really is open data, and we've been doing that and struggling and fighting for so many years. We want open data sets for public good. We want open data sets for disaster risk reduction and climate change resilience. But anyway, first, I'd like to say good morning. I did say good morning already. Good morning, everyone. And on behalf of the UP Resilience Institute and NOAA Center, it is my great honor to welcome you all to the State of the Map here in the Philippines. I hope you enjoy your stay here in the Philippines. We are truly grateful that the Global OpenStreetMap community has come together in our country and in our university for this very important gathering. I say that from my heart because I know from practice that it is vital, it is crucial. So we need to do more, we need to volunteer, we need to encourage citizen scientists, we need to do more hot OSM, and we need to do more open street mapping. Yeah, hey! Okay. So let me begin with a story that is very close to us. In 2013, Typhoon Yolanda, or Haiyan, as the world knows it, struck the central part of the Philippine archipelago. It was the strongest cyclone in recorded history, and it left devastation that will never be forgotten. It was also a significant turning point. It revealed to us in the starkest way possible how essential, accurate, accessible, and timely data is when disaster strikes. During those critical days of Haiyan, the open street mapping community, composed of local and international volunteers, many of them young people, like many people that I see here this morning, worked tirelessly to trace roads, buildings, and other features from available satellite imagery, producing maps that guided humanitarian responders on the ground. When official data was scarce or slow to arrive, it was OSM. Thank yourself, please. Please give yourselves a round of applause. It was OSM that provided a lifeline. Those maps helped save lives. That event changed the way we think about data in the Philippines. At the same time, the place where I work in the University of the Philippines, we had the UP, the NOAA Center. We were pursuing our own mission to democratize science and data. We are very strong advocates of open data. In the years that followed, we completed ISAIA, the Integrated Scenario-Based Assessment of Impacts and Hazards, where we mapped all building footprints and road networks, including critical facilities and 17 provinces in the country using OpenStreetMap. Thank you very much for providing that platform. These exposure assessments provided communities with science-based tools to prepare for floods, landslides, and storm surges. Like the OSM community, our goal was to ensure that the data did not stay locked in research papers or servers, but reach the very people we needed most. Taken together, these efforts, OSM crowdsourced data, and NOAA's scientific hazards assessments illustrate a powerful lesson. Resilience is not built by one sector alone. It happens when communities, scientists, and institutions work hand in hand. When open mapping meets open science, we transform information into action and action into saving lives. That lesson continues to guide us today. We see it in the growth of youth mappers, both here in the University of the Philippines and in other colleges and universities across the country. How many do we have, Faye, now? There are how many chapters? 25 chapters. From one, it became 25 in just so many years. These students are not just learning how to contribute map data, they are learning what it means to provide service to the people. They are continuing the tradition of high-end volunteers using their time, energy, and skills to help communities prepare for disasters, adapt to climate change, and plan for sustainable development. For me, this is one of the most inspiring legacies of the open mapping movement. It ensures that the values of openness, collaboration, and public service are passed on to the next generation. Friends and colleagues, as we gather here at the State of the Map, let us remember that maps are not just tools to navigation or records of geography. In the context of disasters, they are instruments of survival. In the context of development, they are pathways to inclusivity and equity. And in the context of communities like OSM, they are symbols of solidarity, of people coming together across borders to solve problems bigger than any one of us. In the years since Haiyan, the Philippines has continued to face typhoons, floods, earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions. Each time, we see the same truth confirmed. When we share data and science openly, when we work together, and when we put data into the hands of people, we give communities the power to act. We empower them. This is why gatherings like State of the Map matter so much. They are not only opportunities to showcase new technologies and techniques, but also spaces to reaffirm our shared commitment to public service. It is the spirit that I welcome you here today. Over the next few days, I encourage you to exchange ideas freely, to build new partnerships, and to draw inspiration from one another. Because ultimately, our work is not about maps on a screen. It is about people, their safety, their dignity, their future. I heard the president say that we should value open data. We should value open knowledge, openness. This may not be good for profit, although there might be some economic ways to do it, It may not be good for profit. We don't earn that much. We diminish the value of our work. But our real contribution is our contribution to humanity. Let us make sure that every road traced, every building outlined, every hazard mapped contributes to a world that is more resilient, more equitable, and more prepared for the challenges ahead. Good morning, and thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the Philippines. Thank you.
Thank you once again to President GJL and Dr. Bahar. And for us to actually enjoy this conference, to provide formal instructions and information, I'd like to invite our organizers, the State of the Map Working Group and the Local Organizing Committee, led by Arnelie Vicario and Faye Andal.
Yeah, thank you everyone. But yeah, before we begin our opening, we just want to take a moment of silence to acknowledge the tragedy that happened in Cebu due to recent earthquake and its aftermath. Thank you so much. So, yeah, I'm Arnelie, and this is...
Hi, I'm Faye Andal.
One, two, three, go. Welcome to Manila! Yeah, okay. Yes. Next slide, please. So, yeah, we already said that. Okay. Yeah, so we're really happy to welcome you here. We've been online for the last 8 months preparing for this conference. So from this to, next slide please, to this, yay! So last week we had the Volunteers Night, and yeah, we will have more of this to come in the next 2 or 3 days. So yeah, we hope you enjoy the conference, but yeah, I pass it all to Faye to talk about the overview of the program as well as some reminders.
Okay, thank you Arnelie for that wonderful welcome. Okay, so for my part, I'll be discussing with you the overall flow of our activity or the conference for the next 3 days and what to expect in this conference. Okay, so as you can see, the main theme of the State of the Map conference this year is Filipino Festival. As you can see from the flags and the colorful theme, it's the theme of this year. And just to remind you of the conference, it's going to be today until Sunday, so I hope you stay around until the end of the conference. So for today, we'll have the plenary after this introduction, and then we'll move to the IE building for the parallel sessions. And later tonight, we'll also have our welcome party. Woo! Yay! And then for tomorrow, Saturday, we'll be staying in the IE building for the parallel sessions again, and we'll have the main socials in Club Hype in Intimog. So we'll be riding the jeepneys. Yeah. So who here has ride the Filipino jeepneys? Yay! How was it? it was hot. And yeah, for tomorrow we'll have the socials, and then we'll enjoy and have some party and get to know each other much more. Yay! And then for the Sunday event, or the last day, same flow, we'll have the parallel sessions and also have the plenary sessions in the afternoon. And then we'll also have the closing, and we'll be announcing the winners for the Open Seat Map Awards this year. Okay, so let's watch out for the winners. And for the venue, so as you can see, we're here in UP Diliman. And we're also live online, so we have the venue list where we will have the online attendees, of course. And then just to give you a short background about the venue, so we have three main venues for this conference. So first is the GT Toyota Auditorium, so this is where we're at right now. So this will be hosting the plenary sessions, and then we'll also have our lunch here, and then the welcome party will also be held later here. And then for the parallel sessions or the breakout sessions, we'll host it in the IE or ME building. That's the Industrial Engineering building. So shout out to the Department of Industrial Engineering for supporting this year's State of the Map. And then the workshops will also be held in the same building. And lastly, for IE, the snacks will also be served in that building. And then finally, for our Muslim delegates, we have provided you with a prayer room in the UP Resilience Institute training room. So that's just right across the IE or ME building. So next slide, please. So just to show you a map of the three venues. So we're here at color red. So that's the pin for the GT Toyota Asian Center. And then for the parallel sessions, snacks area, workshops venue, it's in the green pin. So it's a short walk, a 5-minute walk from here. So you just have to go out here in this hall and then turn left and then walk straight going to the IE building. And then the blue pin or the blue dot there is the UP Resilience Institute for the training room or quiet, for the prayer room, sorry. Okay, so let's remember all these venues so we don't get lost later on. Next slide, please. Okay, so just to run through, this is GT Toyota. So again, I've already mentioned this earlier. And maybe to highlight, the jeepney pickup for the socials event tomorrow is going to be here. So let's gather here tomorrow for when we are going to the venue for the socials. And then for the group photo, we have we will assemble also here and then at outside for later. Okay, next slide. Okay, for the IE building, all breakout sessions, workshops, self-organized or birds of the feather sessions will also be there. And then the sponsors booth are in the lobby or in the foyer. And also the posters that our communities has prepared. And then finally, snacks and storage are also in the IE building second floor. Okay, and next, the UP Resilience Institute prayer room. So if you are going to go there, you can approach Miss Diane Parcon. So she's at the back. Yeah. So she will take you there and assist you. And then I'll...
Okay. Hello, everyone. So yeah, just a little more reminder. So yeah, we do have... food and refreshments here. We have overflow coffees on the side, as well as I think one water station on the right of the stage. There's two water stations. We have our vegan meals for the lunch in this area, and then non-vegan for that area. And then AM and PM snacks, packed meal at IEME building. But our AM snacks will be served right after the first plenary talk. Okay, next slide. Yeah, Wi-Fi access, it's here. It's also posted on the side. Please, yeah, you can take a screenshot now. I'll give you 2 seconds. 1, 2, next slide. But yeah, it's posted, so you don't have to worry. It's posted on the sites. And yeah, we do have a code of conduct. We have a code of conduct. We want this to be a friendly, welcoming, no harassment-free conference. So we have our code of conduct in the conference website. And yeah, if you feel anything, or you think that you are being harassed or being taken advantage of, please do let us know. And here are your code of conduct committee. So this applies, the code of conduct applies to all the venues that we are, even the 5-minute walk to IEME building. Okay, and also on the online venue list. Next slide, please. Yeah, so your code of conduct committee are here to help you. If you forget them, we put their pictures here so you know who to call. But yeah, if you forget them, just go to the info desk. We take code of conduct seriously. Yes, next slide, please. So yeah, and we want to respect your privacy and consent. So you can see there's two lanyard colors, blue and red. So those who are wearing blue, they consented to be taken their videos and photos and even post them online. But those who are wearing red, please respect that, yeah, they opt out of the video or photo coverage. So all our media team, media personnel also knows this. So yeah, please, yeah, please respect the privacy and honor the consent that the participants have told us. Next slide, please. And yeah, t-shirts. Woo! T-shirts will be available tomorrow. So don't worry. Apologies for the inconvenience, but it will be ready tomorrow. Next slide, please. Yeah, so we have contingency plans. If you see any lost item, bag, unattended bags or anything, something suspicious, please refer them to the info desk. We have also medic for day one here with, yeah, sir, they're at the back. So yeah, we have medic for day one, but yeah, for the next two days, yeah, we will refer to the university health service, which is, yeah, just near the venue. And also you have emergency contacts with your IDs. So yeah, please wear your IDs at all times. Next slide, please. And yeah, most important, always bring your ID and meal vouchers. And yes, that includes the social night. So while you're sweating, all you still need to wear. Just kidding. It's only for the entrance, okay? And then yeah, be mindful of your belongings at all time. Next slide, please. I'm almost done. Next slide. Yeah, most importantly, if you have umbrella, please do bring your umbrella, hats, or parka, or yeah, sweatshirts, because yeah, there might be sudden rainfalls like yeah, what we're experiencing today. And lastly, next slide, please. Yeah, have fun, and yeah, connect, collaborate, and enjoy, learn from this conference, like what Sir Mahar and attorney already mentioned earlier. And yeah, let's embody the OpenStreetMap's open culture. All right, and yeah, next slide. I think that's all for me, and yeah, I'll give it all back to Kyla. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Again, this community and this community event would not be possible without our sponsors. And so, for our opening words, we'd like to welcome Ed, John, and Aaron from GrabMaps and Kiran and Dino from TomTom. We'd like to call them here on stage.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Dino, why are you not coming here and sharing the stage with me? Come on, come on, come on. So Dino is one of my colleagues working in Asia Pacific, so he's responsible for Indonesia. I'm based in India, so namaste as well to everyone. Very nice to meet you all in person for the first time. This is my first in-person State of the Maps. I've been doing quite some events virtually, but this is my first in-person event, so a very warm hello to everyone and very warm welcome as well to Philippines and to the State of the Maps Global, so I'm super excited. Thank you very much. As TomTomers, we are with pure hearts and with pure soul here to support the OSM communities globally. So even if you are a newbie to the OpenStreetMap community, if you are an experienced mapper, and if you have some plans in your mind to help your communities grow, to help your country map or country data to become enriched and better each day, please reach out to TomTomers. We have Hajar, who's based in Africa. We have Salim, who's based in Europe. I'm based in Asia Pacific. My boss, who sits in US, Chandria, she's responsible for America. Please reach out to us for any kind of support, assistance that you would need as, again, sponsors, supporters, and we would be there to support and guide you. We have done a lot of support and training also for a lot of programs at a lot of events. We celebrate with you. We help you make better maps together. Of course, we are not kind of leading this program, but it is with you and always trying our best to make and improve OpenStreetMap data for each and every country, be it small or big. So even if there are mappers from rural backgrounds or for urban areas, so please do not hesitate. We are here to support you. We are here to work with you and make OSM better and better each day with every edit. So everyone's contribution is important and it matters a lot. Thank you very much. And I hand over my mic to Dino for some kind words.
Hello, thank you everyone. I'm happy to be here. I'm honored to be here also. This is actually, I'm just prepare or backup for Kiran because Kiran previously is come a little bit late because of traffic maybe. So I'm just a backup. I'm happy to be part of this community. Hopefully this community will be growing up in local Indonesia, other SIA country and all global. Enjoy this event. Thank you very much.
Just one message. We are right there in the booth. So do visit our booth, collect your good swags. We have some good stuff for you all. And yeah, meet us there. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great time and very warm welcome again.
Thank you, Tom Tom. Again, we'd like to welcome Edjan and Aaron from GrabMaps.
Anyway, good morning, everyone. Morning. So my name is Ajon, and I'm the head of the regional map operations at Grab. And I'm here actually with my colleague, Aaron Francisco. Aaron, stand up. Yeah. So he actually leads the Carta OSM program and other community programs here in the Philippines. And it's so great to be here at the State of the Map in Manila. And we're so excited to actually share a bit of what we've been doing and some of the, you know, I mean, how we've been partnering up also with OSM over the past couple of years, right? But actually, before we start, just wanted to do a quick pulse check. So from those who live outside of Southeast Asia, how many of you have actually heard of Grab? Oh, okay. I'm seeing a lot of hands. And for those who actually took a Grab to this venue, any hands? Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. So anyway, why are we here, right? And why maps actually matter here at Grab? Because for every ride, for every food delivery, and for every grocery that actually shows up at your doorstep, behind each of those is actually a map decision, right? And none of it works without accurate maps. Yeah? Next slide, please. So for those who are not familiar what Grab is, actually Grab started in Kuala Lumpur, and it actually started with a very human story, right? So one of our co-founders actually often worked late nights, right? And back then, taking a taxi in Kuala Lumpur is not actually often safe for women. So Grab actually began as a simple way to make transport safer, right? And from that idea, we've actually grown into Southeast Asia's largest super app across 8 countries, and we've expanded to 700 cities with over millions of monthly transacting users. And we've actually partnered up with a lot of, you know, millions of driver partners and delivery partners, and they're basically earning income through our platform. So Grab has really truly been, you know, part of daily life here in Southeast Asia. And here's the truth, right? None of this scale works if the map underneath is not right. Next slide, please. Sorry, can you go back to the other slide? Yes, so to give you a feel for the scale, so here's actually a quick snapshot of Metro Manila in a typical afternoon, yeah? So each dot that you see here is actually a live GPS ping from one of our drivers and our partners, and from up here, you can actually see like it's a confetti. However, instead of like having a party, it's actually Manila traffic. And if you ever got stuck one, and most of you got stuck in the traffic today, and I think you guys know what I'm talking about, right? But why are we showing you this? Because for every dot, for every ping that you're seeing here, it actually tells a story. someone heading to work or a student on their way to the class or even a family waiting for their dinner to be, you know, for their food to be delivered, right? All of these journeys depends on maps being accurate. So keeping up how cities actually move is bigger than any other company. And this is something that we wanted to achieve together, and this is why OSM matters, yeah? And we've been OSM fans for a long, long time, so our platform is actually built on a community-centric mapping foundation, and we actually use OpenStreetMap as our core of, as the core of our platform, yeah? So anyway, next slide, please. So our journey began with OSM in 2017 when we first started creating POIs or map data. And since then, our involvement actually deepened. Regular edits, supporting state of the map events regionally and globally, and collaborating directly with our contributors, right? However, the passion of this community has really inspired us to give back. And this is not just through sponsorships, right? Rather by opening up our data, our tools. And for example, what you can see here is actually our Carta View. And this is actually like a street level imagery platform. And this is actually free for all OSM contributors to use. Yeah. And in fact, we've actually contributed 800,000 kilometers of road to OSM. And this is basically thousands of kilometers that is, you know, local knowledge that is reflected in the public map. But our actual contribution goes two ways, yeah? And at the same time that we are contributing, our ecosystem of millions of driver partners will actually provide real-time feedback. And they are literally our eyes and the ears on the ground, flagging road closures or telling us when businesses move, and at the same time helping us refine pickup points for better accuracy. We sometimes call them like our gig mappers or gate mappers, right? Because on top of driving or delivering food, they're actually helping us map. So it's basically not just data collection, but it's our grassroots ways of keeping our maps fresh, and in many cases, an extra earning opportunity for them, right? But something that I would just like to call out is that no single model or system could definitely keep with this huge of scale, right? And this is only going to work with a combination of live feedback as well as the community validation. Next slide, please. So to make sure that we capture the fine details, signages, access rules, and street names, yeah. So we also built our own AI-powered mapping device, like a Carta Cam. So these are basically mounted on bikes, cars, or even helmets, and they capture high-quality imagery data, right? And this imagery flows directly into our Carta View, so where OSM contributors can fully validate our edits. You can actually look into our booth later so you can see the actual hardware. So you can actually speak with us and see how it actually works, yeah? And next slide, please. Okay, so anyway, so this is just a quick visualization of how our imagery data actually improve over the years. But just something that I just like to call out is that definitely our maps are never finished, right? Shops open and close, new paths appear and so on. And we might have all the street and satellite imagery data, but this data isn't enough. So real value comes when imagery meets community validation, and that is where every one of us comes in. Next slide, please. So what excites us most about mapping Southeast Asia is how different and complex mobility looks here, the unique challenges it presents and compared to other countries around the globe, right? For example, as what you can see here, I mean, sometimes you're going to be routed on small alleys or small roads. And the problem there is that if you're riding a car and you actually get navigated into the small alleys, then that's basically a huge problem, right? But at the same time, some of the Southeast Asian problems is that most of the addresses here are often incomplete. There are a couple of areas whereby we don't even have addresses, right? Especially for remote areas, right? And at the same time, businesses can actually change overnight. And, you know, you might be able to actually relate on this, but your favorite coffee house or coffee shop right now, in the next few months, is going to be a bubble tea house. Yeah? So next slide, please. So those are some of the nuances and some of the local issues that we're actually solving here. It's basically, like, for example, in Manila, right? There are different access rules, like some streets are actually open for motorbikes or cars or vice versa. There are a couple of subdivisions somewhere in the south of Manila whereby there are entry and exit, right? And you actually require some licenses or permits. And this is basically a pain for both our driver partners and our merchant, driver and merchant partners. And at the same time, say for example, in tolls in Manila or ERP in Singapore, right? Some of which are actually, the data actually vary by time or even by road segment. And just wanted to, say so one of my colleagues actually say that 700 million people in Southeast Asia do not travel like people in the West. And that is basically the complexity that we're actually doing here, right? I mean, that is basically the challenge and what makes our work so meaningful here in Southeast Asia. So that's the big picture, but before I hand it over to Aaron, let me ask you one thing. How many of you have ever been stuck in traffic, routed to the wrong way, or a dead end, and you thought, there has to be a better way? Anyone? Good. That is exactly what we're trying to solve here together with OSM. So to show you how it works on the ground, let me hand it over to Aaron Francisco, who leads our CARTA OSM program.
Thank you very much, Sir EJ. Good morning, everyone. So again, I'm Aaron Francisco, the lead for the CARTA OSM program here in the Philippines. Okay, so going straight to my presentation, how do we actually help OpenStreetMap? Okay, so at its core, our approach is very strategic. So we are focusing on three pillars. So we have the data, tools, and people. For data, we focus on targeted contributions where they matter most. No, and I think a great example for this one is our two-wheeler navigation, or enhancing the two-wheel navigation. No, and we contributed so much photos for this one, and approximately we provided around 24,000 kilometers of data. No, and that's just from last year. And then we've done this because we have a tool to support it. So we have CARTA View app. So our CARTA View app, it's free, it's community empowered, and it lets anyone to capture and share their street level image or photos, and then from their smartphone, and then improve it to the OSM. Okay, and then these images are readily accessible, say as a plugin in JOSM or as an overlay, in the OpenStreetMap. And from there, you can do editing and then validation right away. Okay, but we're not stopping there. There's so much more. Currently, we are pushing boundaries because our CARTA View 3D is also available now, right? And with this, we are using LiDAR and imagery data for even more accurate validation. And then our third pillar is people. So for the people, we run programs like GeoStars, CARTA OSM program, and a driver partner gig mapping. And all of this is to ensure that our network of data stays fresh and relevant. No, especially to the remote areas. Next slide, please. So through all of this work on ground, we've learned three critical lessons. So first is local knowledge wins. So contributors on ground, they catch nuances and contexts that no automated model can ever match. So that's one. Second, context drives quality. So a map improves dramatically if it's backed up by photos, signage, documentation, and of course, a rationale for the change. And then third, dialogue beats updates. So for this one, transparent summaries, public discussions, and even sharing credits. These are not just nice to have, But these are the reasons why the community trusts the platform. Next slide, please. Okay, so these lessons are embedded in some of our initiatives, and one of those is this Carta OSM program. So under this program, we have two specific initiatives. One is the Carta Campus. So Carta Campus is basically, we are partnering with universities and student organizations for the app promotion and then training, to offer them training for the CartaView app. And then second is the Carta Camp. So Carta Camp is more of a focused mapping activities to drive contributions to key areas that we determine. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, and then this collective effort is creating real and tangible impact in Southeast Asia. And just to give you a snapshot, no, here in the Philippines, we were able to cover 34 areas last year across 14 provinces and 20 cities in the Philippines. And then we captured more than 24,000 kilometers. No, fresh image, no, that a volunteer or a contributor can use via the OpenStreetMap editing tools. And then that translates to more than 8 million fresh images, no, that they can use to edit and validate. Okay. So for this one, what truly matters is not just the numbers, no, but it's actually the freshness and then the usability of the imagery or the images. And it's about providing data that supports OSM edits and meets the needs of the community. So that's where what we are valuing, no, in our community programs. Okay, next slide, please. So you might wondering, how can I be part of this program? Actually, the answer is quite straightforward, no? You can start by downloading the app for free, no, via App Store or Play Store. And then once you have it, simply capture photo using your phone, no? But in doing so, just remember to keep your phone stable. Second is collect or record in daylight. And then lastly, and I think the most important, don't forget to upload your collected images. And then from there, again, you can edit and then validate directly in OSM. You can again use the OSM overlay to check for the POIs, the signage, and even access rules, no? And for those who are concerned about the privacy, don't worry, no, it's completely safe. The platform automatically blurs the face and then the license plates. And we are very careful, no, in private roads. Okay, so yeah, this is completely safe. So I think that's all from my end. I'm handing the mic back to Sir EJ.
Sorry, guys, I know that it should be like a very quick introduction and it took a lot of your time, but promise this is going to be the last slide. So that is basically how we're also doing it on ground. But just to, you know, just to close this up, I just wanted to touch also the builders and developers here in the room. So basically, Grab Maps is already available via APIs. So for tiles, for search, for routing, as well as manage map making services and regional data sets for licensing. We are also on AWS Marketplace, making it easy to test and integrate. So basically, our focus is hyperlocal accuracy. So for any dynamic toll logic or time-based road restrictions that you might have, right? So you can definitely build with confidence, especially when dealing with the complexity here in Southeast Asia. But of course, beyond products, like, you know, what really truly matters here is the partnership and our commitment to you. Our, you know, it's basically just keep the CartaView free for the community to use for OSM validations. We'll definitely contribute targeted data with transparent and edit logs, plus clear feedback loops. And at the same time, we'll definitely continue supporting state of the map, you know, globally and regionally. So try it out, try the CartaView, try the JOSM plugins that we have, and we'd love to also hear your feedback and how our tools and data can better support your work. So we also have a booth there. You can actually talk to us. You can actually test or see our hardware or just speak to us. Come, and thank you very much.